This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we have one other guest with us today, Jesse Kroom, who is the new shelter manager for Yancey County, the Family Violence Coalition. And we talked a little bit about Jesse's background last week and how she is available to speak to organizations and has an interesting program to present. I want to talk this week a little bit about what goes on in a shelter, because I think we haven't really talked very much about that in the past, but obviously a shelter is there to provide food and clothing and a place to sleep for people. But we do a lot more, don't we, Samantha?
We do. Gone are the days when we just provide a roof over someone's head and act as a safety net. We do a lot of intervention and treatment.
Well, let's go through the process of how we deal with a client. It usually starts with a phone call to one of our hotlines, and we get an awful lot of phone calls that people say, well, I've got a friend who's in a domestic violence situation, and you're probably talking to the victim right there, but she doesn't want to admit it. But
right.
At some point, she may be ready to consider coming into a shelter, and that's when we get them into our shelter. And tell us a little bit about mm-hmm. some of the ways that people come into our shelter.
Well, we have people who call our crisis line. We also have times where law enforcement will just drive up to the shelter with a client. Or we get the call directly from law enforcement where someone has been picked up out of a bad situation. And then we also have former clients who know where we are, and they'll just drive up and kind of just show up at the door. So there's different ways to access the shelter.
Right. We work closely with the police because I know in Mitchell County we give the sheriff's department packets of information that they can leave with victims. Then we go through a rather intensive process of intake and screening. And this may sound like a very complex problem, but there are a lot of people that are appropriate for being in the shelter, but there's a few that really aren't. We try to screen those out, don't we?
Right, right. When we take a crisis call, we do have a screening tool, and we're trying to assess, are you hurt right now? Do you need medical care right now? Do you need law enforcement to come out right now? After we establish that it's like a major emergency right then, or they do have the ability to talk and everything is safe enough to talk to us, then we start asking other questions. We're trying to assess for their mental health status, any substance abuse going on, level of risk. You know, have they been at our shelter before? Does their abuser know where they are?
That's a key thing right there, because
yeah.
if the abuser knows where the shelter is and is obviously he's prone to violence, then that abuser might be at risk not only to the victim that's in the shelter, but to the staff and other clients
right.
that we have in the shelter. So we try to put them in a different county. Like in Mitchell County, we often use you or some of the other neighboring counties
to
house people.
And people don't seem to understand that. They want to stay in their community of origin, but for their own safety, we do have to often ask people to go to another shelter. And we frequently do that, and then it seems unfair, but for your safety, we have to do that.
Right. And there are a number of people, it's a small minority, but we have to screen out those people that are really just trying to use the system, looking for a free place to stay for a few nights.
And unfortunately, we don't have a homeless shelter in Yancey County, nor do we have one in Mitchell County. And so we do keep track of those numbers of just people who were homeless, and ultimately we're going to use those numbers to try to get some monies, and maybe between the two counties we
right.
could have a homeless shelter.
And obviously if someone is actively drug using or under the influence of alcohol where they could be, you know, disruptive to the shelter, then we try to divert them into some kind of drug
right.
treatment program.
Yeah, they actually are supposed to be taken to the emergency room, and then the mental health provider for that particular county hospital is supposed to screen them, and that's for the client's own safety, to make sure they're, you know, detoxing appropriately, or, you know, they're not going to go into DTs off of alcohol and die. So it's not safe to be in our shelter at that time.
And we're going to continue this next week and talk a little bit about some of the other things we do, but we're kind of running out of time this week. But I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you want a phone number, you can call us in Mitchell County at 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.